I don't know what I'd do without the Lord. I don't know what I'd do without the Lord. When I look around and see what the Lord has done for me, I don't know where I'd be without the Lord. Said, I don't know what I'd do without the Lord. I don't know what I'd do without the Lord. When I look around and see what the Lord has done for me, I don't know what I'd do without the Lord. 'Cause every time I turn around, God keeps blessing me. Every time I turn around, God keeps blessing me. Every time I turn around, God keeps blessing me. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Lord, we thank you, we praise you, and we glorify you. All glory, all honor, all praise belongs to you. You alone are worthy. We thank you. Our life, our strength, our being, Lord, is in you. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for your brand new mercies that you gave us just this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for loading us up with benefits, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord, that when we said yes to you, you gave us everything we need to run this race and make it to the end. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We love you, Lord, because you first loved us. We thank you because you loved us so much that you gave your only begotten Son to die for us and rise up with all power in his hands. We thank you that today, because of that, we have access to that same power. Hey, glory, because we are heirs and joint heirs of Christ. Thank you, Jesus, for being our Father. Hey, glory, and allowing us to call you Father, allowing us to be sons and daughters of you. And because of that, we have the victory today. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for all of you in your respective places. We give honor to all that honor is due. We thank God for being on the Lord's side. No other place I'd rather be. Amen. Amen. Seems like it's been a long week, at least for me anyway. I don't know about you, but seems like I'm working more when I'm not working than when I was working, if that makes any sense. But I didn't want it. While I'm looking for a good job, I didn't want to just sit home and collect unemployment, so I've been doing like some different things. You know, I announced the games for the Mets, but they're in town 2 weeks of the month, and they're out of town the other 2 weeks. So a friend of mine owns a catering business, and he does, you know, events, and he does weddings and stuff like that, and he asked me if I wanted to help him out a little bit, so I've been doing those type of things. On the side, and helping my friend Bobby out with his apartments out in Manlius. So keeping busy. Got a chance to talk to the kids this week in Mo's program. I don't know if they what they got out of it, but we'll see. I plan on talking to them again before they leave. But, you know, Mo, I just want to say you've done a great job. Outstanding. Amen. Amen. We are proud of you. At least I can say I knew you could do it. It's just a matter of just doing it. Sometimes you just got to do it, and just, you know, because sometimes we try to, again, just like with salvation, we try to make sure everything's right first before we do something. And sometimes we just got to get our hands dirty and just get it started. Amen? Because what happens is you learn things along the way, and then the next time around you do it, you're like, okay, I can do it a little better this time because I learned some things the last time. Amen? And then you learn something else, and the more you do it, the better you get at it. Next thing you know, you got a well-oiled machine. So sometimes it's just a matter of just starting it off. Amen. Just think of all the blessings those kids have had just by coming here every day for the weeks that they have. And like you said, they've blessed us as much as we've been a blessing to them. So we thank God for that. We do want to say that we did have a plumber in here this past week, so we got our plumbing issues taken care of. So the main bathroom right outside this hallway here is up and running. Okay, everything's the toilet, the sink, everything's running in there. We got the sink in the pastor's office unclogged and usable again. We got the leaking faucet in one of the ladies' bathrooms downstairs taken care of. So we got some plumbing work done this week. So thank God for that. Nothing is cheap, but we got it done. So that's one more thing we can knock off the list. Amen. We still want to use the downstairs bathrooms for the kids during the week, but just want to let you all know for in service, you don't have to go all the way downstairs if you don't want to. That bathroom is up and running again, and the drinking fountain out in this hallway is up and running again. We got a new filter on that, and that is up and running too. So thank God for those things. Amen. I want to thank Brother Al for making the outside look so nice, even though they keep, every time we turn around, they keep digging stuff up out here. Amen. Amen. Brother Al and Brother Reese, when he helps us out as well, they both do a great job keeping the outside nice. And I thank God for that because something about it, I love making that turn from that corner and coming this way and seeing the grass cut. And it just makes me feel good inside when I see our corner of the property looking so good. So I thank God for that. That's no small thing for me. Amen. So I thank God for that. And like I said, they keep digging out here and doing all kinds of things to mess things up. But hopefully they'll do what they got to do and put it back together, and we'll get back to normal. We're the parking lot's open, so there's a lot of things. You know, there's a lot of things to be thankful for in the midst of all the commotion. Amen. Amen. Okay. All righty. We're going to go to Nehemiah, the 8th chapter in the Old Testament. Amen. Oh, and just while I'm doing this, I'm going to be, next weekend, next Saturday is my birthday, so I'm going to be out of town next weekend. I'm going to spend my birthday with my boys, so I won't be here next weekend. Just want to let you know that ahead of time. But we thank God for hopefully being able to see another year. Amen? Amen. How many know the joy of the Lord is your strength? Amen? The joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. When you're feeling down, when you're feeling tired, when you're feeling like you're in a tough part of the race, it's the joy of the Lord that gives you strength. Amen. It's not an easy race that we run. It's a tough race, but we can't quit, because sooner or later, you'll reach the point where during lean times, it'll pay off if you just keep it moving. Amen? Amen. And we're going to find out that after Nehemiah and Ezra led their people to rebuild Jerusalem, they had a great day of celebration just 52 days after the work had begun. Amen? When we look at Nehemiah, the 8th chapter, we're going to see that it says, starting at the first verse, all the people came together as one in the square before the water gate. They told Ezra, the teacher of the law, to bring out the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded for Israel. So on the first day of the 7th month, Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly, which was made up of men and women, and all who were able to understand. He read it aloud from daybreak till noon, as he faced the square before the water gate in the presence of the men, women, and others who could understand. And all the people listened attentively to the book of the law. Ezra, the teacher of the law, stood on a high wooden platform built for the occasion. Beside him, on his right, stood all those people's names I can't pronounce, that you can read there for yourself. Amen. And then the 5th verse says that Ezra opened the book. All the people could see him because he was standing above them. And as he opened it, the people all stood up. Ezra praised the Lord, the great God. And all the people lifted their hands and responded, "Amen, amen." Then they bowed down and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. Amen. And before I go further, let me just say, I was enjoying Brother Mo's testimony. He was saying to us that he just can't thank us enough, and he just can't thank us enough, and we thank God for that. But that should be how we are to God, because it's really not about us. Amen. We can't thank God enough, because God has been so good to us. And that's how we should be, you know. Lord, I just can't thank you enough. But just keep thanking him while you can't thank him enough. Amen? Just because he's been so good to you. Even through the tough times, even through the hard times, he's right there. He brings us through. So we can never thank God enough. Amen? And then the 7th verse says the Levites, a bunch of names I can't pronounce again, instructed the people in the law while the people were standing there. They read from the book of the law of God, making it clear and giving the meaning so that the people understood what was being read. Then Nehemiah, the governor, Ezra, the priest, and teacher of the law, and the Levites, who were instructing the people, said to them all, "This day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep." For all the people had been weeping as they listened to the words of the law. Nehemiah said, "Go and enjoy choice food and sweet drinks, and send some to those who have nothing prepared. This day is holy to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." The Levites calmed all the people, saying, "Be still, for this is a holy day. Do not grieve." Then all the people went away to eat and drink, to send portions of food, and to celebrate with great joy, because they now understood the words that had been made known to them. And I'm going to stop right there. Amen. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Thank you, Jesus. We say it all the time, life can be hard, but don't give up. Amen. Nehemiah's rebuilding project involved everyone. Mothers, fathers, grandparents, children, teenagers, everyone. And all of them knew how tough life could be. They had a rough past because of the exile, and their worst days were only a few weeks behind them. Their forefathers had made some choices that cost them dearly, just ruined them. They had known a lot of discouragement, a lot of discouragement. No doubt they were probably numb to the entire experience. Sometimes when you get to a point of total exhaustion, it's hard to keep going. This can be so tough, but you must resolve now to never give up. Don't give up on the patience meter. Don't go dry on the love and laughter well. Don't ever stop teaching them the values that are important to you and important to God. Yes, life can be tough. Funerals come unexpectedly. Doctors read reports that spell out bad news. Relationships sour. Stock markets crash. But in the midst of any bad news, it is critically important to stay the course, always moving towards the finish line. Amen? We got to keep moving in this race. We can't afford to stop. We can't afford to turn around. We can't afford to take a break and wallow in our pity. We have to keep it moving. Why? Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen? I don't know how many times over the years people have come to me and asked me for prayer for strength. And that's just not a prayer that I can pray. Amen? I mean, I can pray with you, but you get strength in the Lord. Amen. I don't have a magic wand up here and says strength. Amen. I can't give it to you. Amen. You must understand that the joy of the Lord is what gives you strength. Amen. So if you're low on strength, then start thinking about the goodness of the Lord. Amen. How many times have you been in a place where you say, "I just don't know if I can do it. I just don't know if I can go. I'm so tired." And then you just start thinking, "But man, God's been good to me. God's been good to me. He's been, you know what? Let me just get up and go." Why? Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen? If you don't have strength, then think about all the things that God has done for you. And after a while, you'll start thanking him, and that gives you strength. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. Here's the deal. The joy of the Lord is your strength. It means this. During tough times, the core of your joy, if you have joy at all, is going to be in your relationship with God. That's where your joy comes from. Amen? Because you understand that joy and happiness are two very different things. Amen? We say it all the time. Happiness, many times, is is predicated on circumstances. Amen? Something goes well for you, you're happy. Amen? You're feeling good today, you're happy. You get up and you're not as sore as you usually are, you're happy. Amen? You get a check in the mail, you're happy. Amen? But what about when those things don't happen? What about when the money's tight? What about when you get up and you're feeling every pain you didn't know you had those muscles? Amen? What happens when things are a little rough? What are you going to do now? Amen? That's where joy comes in, because joy is an inner thing. Amen? We got true joy when we accepted Christ in our life. Amen? That's when we got true joy. So it's not that you lack joy, it's that you just need to understand whose you are and who's got you. Amen? So sometimes I understand things better in the Bible if I just read it out loud. I usually read it out loud to myself a few different ways, and you know, it helps me understand the scripture a little better. I don't know if any of you are like that, but for instance, if you emphasize different parts of the phrase, you might get this. You might say, "The joy of the Lord is your strength." Or you might say, "The joy of the Lord is your strength." Or you might say, "The joy of the Lord is your strength." But when you see the emphasis this way, it's this: the joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen? Understanding that all things come from Him. Amen? Without Him, He's the center of our joy. Amen? We used to sing that song back in the days. I don't know if you ever heard it. Great song. Jesus is the center of our joy. Amen? Amen. As humans, we are limited in our strength, limited in our power. Amen? Our resources sometimes are limited. But Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Amen? Your health can falter and leave you physically weak. Perhaps it has, but the Lord's strength, however, is perfect and complete. Our confidence in God is at times the only strength we know. So our joy is knowing that no matter what comes our way, whether it's personal hardship for us or for our family, or maybe just the routine ups and downs and good times and bad times of life, through it all, we have a relationship with a God whose strength is overwhelming and limitless. Amen? Because of that, we have joy. Why? Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. When we put God first in all things, when we make Him a part of our lives, when we include Him in everything that we do. Amen. When we read our Bible, know our Bible, pray our Bible, when we're with God's people. Amen. When we absolutely get immersed in all things of God, then know the joy that comes from being so well grounded in the Word. Your relationship with God is what gives you joy and gives you strength. Amen. Because the more you get to know Him, the more you know that He can do anything but fail. The more you know that every day He loads you with benefits, the more you know that each and every morning He gives you brand new mercies, no matter what's going on in your life, the more you get to know Him, the better your relationship comes. You realize that the joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. Is your strength. Do you ever say to yourself, "I don't know how I'm doing it. I don't know, because I don't have this," you know, but God just keeps you moving. He just keeps you going. He keeps replenishing you. Amen. And just when you're ready to give up, He throws something at you to say, "Oh, thank you, Jesus." Amen? Yes. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Nehemiah's team gave out strength in the total package. If any one of the folks had tried to do his or her work on the wall alone, they would have never had made it. It was too big a project. But since other people were building the wall, since there was progress on down the line, each person was encouraged to keep laying the bricks. Nehemiah even passed up the opportunity to eat better food than his workers, instead choosing to live in the same quarters, eat the same food, and get the same job done. Through teamwork and by seeing the progress that was being made, the joy of the Lord became more and more evident, and in only 52 days, the walls of Jerusalem were standing strong again. Amen? And this is what I want to tell you about this. What they were doing was hard work. Amen? But there's a saying in church that says, many hands make for light work. Amen? So if we all get together and we all do our part, do whatever we can to help build the wall, amen? What happens is we start looking and getting encouraged by what Sister Paulette's doing, by what Brother Fred's doing, by what Brother Moe's doing, by what Brother Vicky's doing. We start looking at all these things and we say, you know, we're tired, it's getting hard, but I'm going to keep going because look, we're making progress. Amen? And the things that are starting to go on, the things that we've done this summer, is like looking down the wall and saying, man, we're making some progress. With a handful of people, we're making some progress. Imagine what we could do if we just keep going and keep adding and keep getting more help. Amen? That's why when we have the conversation, stay or go, you know, we could stay if we want to. We can stay if we want to. But it means all of us laying the bricks, doing what we can, amen, to move progress. Because what happens is when people start to see progress happening somewhere, they gravitate to it. What's going on over there? Matter of fact, Al just told me this morning, he was talking to the guy across the street that sold that house, and the guy across the street said, hey, what's the name of your church? I see a lot of kids over there all the time. See, people are watching. They see things going on, and they gravitate to it. What's going on over there? Amen. People want to know what's going on when you're building the wall, when you're doing the work. Amen. It's not easy, but if we all pitch in, it's easier. Amen? And the outcome is just, it's time for celebration. Amen? When you see some of those kids having a good time and understanding that there's more for my life than what I see out in the streets, it's time for a celebration. Yeah, have a barbecue. Do something. You know, just, it's time for celebration. Amen? God wants us to celebrate the good things along the way because it gives you enthusiasm. Amen? A positive speaker said one time that the secret to success is going from failure to failure without losing enthusiasm. Amen? Just keep going, sooner or later. I mean, you've heard all the stories. You know, Walt Disney didn't make it on his first try. JCPenney didn't make it on their first try. They failed and failed and failed, and all of a sudden, boom, right? But they kept going. Imagine if they just gave up the first time they failed. Amen? That's why I say, you know, whether it's a program or something like that, what if it doesn't go well? You won't know until you try. Amen? Try it. Do it. The intentions are right. We're doing it for the right purposes. Let's see what we can do. If we fail at some things, we'll learn those things, and next time we'll be better. Amen. Next thing you know, you might have a whole community center with kids in it. Amen? You don't know what God's got in store. Amen. But the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen? But I want to let you know something. Joy, you know, we need to practice joy sometimes. How do you practice joy? See? If I smile at you, you're going to be like, right? How many know when you're smiling, it's hard to be sad? It's hard to be down, you know, because I'm telling you, practice that smile. Everyone, you know, just when you're not feeling, just start smiling. Amen? Just start thinking about the goodness of Jesus. Amen? That's the time when you know how everybody in church, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my hands say, you know, those are the times, amen, you can drum up some joy. When things are tough, amen? Because the thing about it is, we all have something to be thankful for. Thank you, Jesus. In conclusion, I just want to say, the story of Ezra and Nehemiah is the story of God's people coming home after a 70-year exile and rebuilding Jerusalem. Because they returned home, the city was rebuilt, the temple was restored, and the stage was set for the eventual arrival of the Messiah. But a question needs to be asked. Why did God invite his people to come home then? And why does God keep making a way for people to come home today? Why would he love such unrepentant, stubborn, hard-headed people, those with an intent only to sin and increase their sin evermore? Why would God continue to make a way for those people to come home? And the answer is because he loves us. Amen? He loves us. That's why. God loves us so much. He loves us like that father waiting for that prodigal son. Amen? He's got his arms open wide. He wants us all to come home. And when we get there, he wants us to celebrate. Amen? We need to celebrate the goodness of God. Celebrate the glory of God. Amen? He's great and greatly to be praised in the good times and the bad. God doesn't change. God's right there. He's given you everything you need. All the tough times are things that are going to make you stronger and give you lessons down the road. Amen? We learn things through the tough times. We learn about strength we didn't know we had. Amen? Glory to God. God keeps on doing great things. And he forever extends his arms to us saying, look to me where your help comes from. Your help comes from me. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen? So our job is to keep running the race. Smile along the way. Keep putting bricks on the wall. Amen? Keep moving. Amen. When you see someone down, help them up. Amen. And because you're going to need to be helped up one day. Amen. Amen. We're all in this together. And when we're all in this together, woo, you'll be amazed at what God can do. Amen. Because there's nothing too hard for God. Amen. We praise God. We give glory to God. We thank God for all of you. You alone, just coming here on a Sunday and seeing your faces gives me strength. Amen. I love seeing you. I love saying hello. I love being in the midst of the saints. I love hearing the testimonies. I love hearing the songs, the prayers, the music. Amen. I love it all. I love you all. Amen. And I love God because he's such a good, good God. Amen. Can turn a wretch like me. Amen. Glory to God. Once was blind, but now I see. The more you get in this for God, you start seeing like He sees. You start looking past faults and you start seeing needs. Amen. Watch and see. Glory to God. Lord, we thank You for this day and for Your many blessings. We thank You for all that are here today, Lord.